Chapter 4. Rec Number 3 Iscariot Jmanuel Sunanda. Monday, August 7, 1989, 4 p.m. Year 2, Day 356. Judas here in light with the Radiant One, Sunanda. Let us proceed, Dharma. Many healings. When Jmanuel came down from the mountain, many of the people followed him. And behold, a leper came and fell on his knees before him and spoke, Lord, if thou will, please make me clean. And Jmanuel reached out his hand and touched the leper and said, I will do it, be clean. And soon he was completely cleansed of leprosy. Then Jmanuel spoke to him, See to it that you do not tell anyone of this, but go forth and show yourself to a priest, for you were healed through the power of spirit and through the wisdom of knowledge. Jmanuel then went on to Capernaum, where an autocrat approached him with a request, saying, Lord, my servant lies at home with gout and is suffering terribly. Lord, I have heard your new teaching, and I believe in your wisdom, which says that the spirit of man can perform miracles through the knowledge of the truth. Jmanuel responded to him, I shall come to him and make him well. The autocrat answered and spoke, Lord, I am not worthy that you enter under my roof, but speak only one word and my servant will be well. For I, too, am a captain and am subject to authority. I have soldiers under me, and when I say to one of them, Go away, he goes away, and to the other, Come here, he comes here, and to my servant, Do this, he does it. When Jmanuel heard this, he was astonished and spoke to those who followed him. Verily, I say to you, I have never found such faith in anyone in Israel. But I say to you, many will come from the east and west, from south and north, and they shall understand my teaching and recognize its wisdom and knowledge. But the children of Israel shall be expelled into darkness. And there shall be wailing and grinding of teeth. The false teaching of Israel will bring bloodshed throughout millennia, for the power-hungry selfishness and self-glorification of Israel will bring death and destruction throughout the land and throughout the entire world. Turn away from the false teaching of the ruling power and their scribes, for they only bring destruction to generations of human races. Israel believes itself to be the chosen people, by no means, because they are more rebellious and incredulous than the unknowing who lack the secret of the laws and act in ignorance. Again, Jmanuel spoke to the captain, Go, and it be done to you as you believed. The servant was well that very hour. Then Jmanuel came into the house of Peter, and saw that his mother-in-law was bedded with a great fever. He took her hand and the fever left her instantly. She rose from her bed and served him. In the evening many were brought to him who were possessed, and he drove out the spirits of evil through his word, and made all that were sick well, so that the words of the prophet Isaiah would be fulfilled who said, He brought to us the new teaching of knowledge and took upon himself our weakness, and he healed our sick and infirm. Then, as again Jmanuel was by the river, he saw many people pressing around and about him. He asked to be taken to the other bank. A scribe came to him and said, Master, I will follow wherever you go. Jmanuel spoke to him. The foxes have hollows and the birds under the sky have nests, but I have nothing firm where I can put my head. I have the mission to preach wisdom and knowledge, and therefore, I am wandering restless through the lands. Another of the disciples said to him, Lord, permit me to go and bury my father who has just died. This was as they were to depart the city upon a journey. But Jmanuel said to him, Follow me and let the dead bury the dead. As he came to the other bank near the people of Gadarene, two that were possessed rushed towards him. They came out of the place of tombs, for they were so very dangerous that no one could walk on the street where they now were treading. Behold, they screamed and bellowed from within. What do you want from us, you son of Gabriel, the celestial son? Have you come to torture us before the time has come? And the evil spirits within them asked him, Lord, if you would expel us, let us go into the herd of swine which is grazing over yon way, for we have no other place to go. Jmanuel demanded, Drive into them. And the evil spirits went into the swine, and behold, the herd of swine hurled themselves into the waters of the river and were drowned. The swineherders fled and went into the town and told everything that had happened to the ones possessed. And behold, the whole of the townspeople went out to meet Jmanuel. And when they caught up to him, they asked him to leave the area, for they were in great fear and confusion. Therefore, he boarded his boat and went again into his own town. There they brought to him a man who had gout. He was lying on a bed. When Jmanuel saw their faith, he spoke to the man with the gout. Be comforted, for your faith in the power of my spirit, and your faith in my teaching of wisdom, which is the teaching of nature and the creation, has helped you. Jmanuel was most weary, for he was never in aloneness that he might rest of his body. Always the press of crowds were upon him. And all who came were not of faith and came forth to cause trouble. Some of the scribes stirred up the speech among the people. This man blasphemes God and our holy teachings. But since Jmanuel understood their thoughts, he spoke. Why do you think such wicked thoughts against your better knowledge? Yet what is easier, to say, your faith has helped you, or to say, get up and walk? But so that you know that I am a man just as you, but that I know how to use the power of my spirit through my knowledge, therefore, I command the man with the gout. Get up, pick up your bed, and go you home. The man got up, picked up his bedding, and went forth to his home. When the people saw that, they were afraid, and praised the new teaching of Jmanuel which gave such power to men. Matthew's call. As Jmanuel went away, he saw a man sitting at the customs office, named Matthew, and he spoke to him. Follow me. And Matthew got up and followed him. And it happened when he sat at the table at home, many customs officers and ignorant people and those who were seeking the truth came and sat at the table with Jmanuel and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw that, they spoke to his disciples. Why does your master eat with the customs officers and the ignorant? Jmanuel heard this and responded. Those who are healthy do not need a doctor, but the sick do, and the knowing do not need the teachings, but the ignorant do, and those who are not falsely taught do not need the teachings, but those who are falsely taught do. Now go and realize the falsity of your erroneous teachings lest you mislead those people who thirst for the truth. On fasting, some of the disciples of John came to him and said, Lord, why do we fast and the Pharisees you, and your disciples do not? Jmanuel spoke to them. How can the ignorant fast and suffer while they are taught knowledge? And how can the teacher fast when he has to teach knowledge to the ignorant? Verily, I say to you, your teachings are wrong if you fast according to the law of a cult. Fasting serves only the health of the body and the cultivation of the spirit. No one mends an old dress by using a new patch, because the patch will come off again from the dress and the rip will become worse. Nor does one pour new wine into old skins, or the skins will tear and the wine is spilled. But one pours fresh wine into new skins and they shall both be preserved. More healings. And when he talked with them this way, behold, one of the chiefs of the community came to him and fell down before him saying, My daughter just died, but please come and put your hand on her, and she will live. Jmanuel got up and his disciples followed him and behold, a woman who had had an issue of blood for 12 years, stepped up behind him and touched the hem of his garment. She had spoken to herself, saying, If I could only touch his garment, I would become well. Jmanuel turned about and saw her, and he said, Be comforted, for your faith has helped you. The woman was well from that hour. When he came to the house of the chief and saw the fife players and crowds of people, he said, Go away, for the young girl is not dead, but asleep. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people had been expelled from the house, Jmanuel went within and took the young girl by her hands and said, I command you, get up and walk. The young girl got up, rose to her feet and walked. The news filled the whole country. As Jmanuel went away from there, a blind man followed and cried, O Lord, Son of wisdom and knowledge who knows how to use the power of your spirit, have mercy on me. As Jmanuel approached him he queried of him, Do you believe that I can do such a thing? And he replied, Yes, Lord. Jmanuel touched his eyes and said, Be it done to you according to your faith. His eyes were opened and he had vision. Jmanuel warned him to go forth and see to it that no one learn of what had happened. But the man went out and spread the news throughout the whole countryside. When this one had gone, they brought him 2 people who were mute and possessed. And the evil spirits were driven out, and the mutes spoke. And the people were amazed and said, Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel. How powerful must this new teaching about the power of the Spirit be to enable it to perform such miracles? But the Pharisees said, He drives out evil spirits through their chief, and he mocks God our Lord. However, among themselves they said, Who is this Jmanuel who possesses greater wisdom and knowledge than we? His teachings are more powerful and more accurate than are ours. This endangers us, therefore, we must try and catch him so that he may die. Jmanuel continued to go around into all the cities and villages and preached in the synagogues the secret of the creation and the laws of nature, so that the spirit would attain omnipotence. He preached about the spiritual kingdom in man, and he healed all sickness and infirmities. More laborers for the harvest. When he saw the people, he took great pity on them for they were parched and scattered like a herd of sheep without a shepherd. He was greatly saddened and he spoke to his disciples. The harvest is great, but there are only a few laborers to bring it in. Seek and pray in your spirits so that more laborers will be found for the harvest. And it happened that they found laborers for the harvest, who gathered around Jmanuel and his disciples. Let us close this portion, Dharma, for your body is too weary to proceed. I take leave with my blessings and benediction, and I place mine seal upon these portions that they not be misunderstood and stand in the truth thereof. I am that I am, I am Sananda.